We have here in the meeting José Arturo Cerón Vargas, General Director of CSC Capital. We also have César Alejandro, Director, Corporate Director for Trade Business. We also have Ms. Marcela Banda, Capital, CSC Capital. We also have Hernandez Mendoza, Corporate Director of Commercial Businesses of CSC. We also have Miguel Santiago Reyes Hernandez, General Director of CSC Energy and CSC International. We also have Manuel Mujica, Sales Director of Normativity and Optic Fiber and Transmission. We also have Oscar Cipriano, Chief of Department of Accounting and Financial Analysis. During this conference, we will listen to the key activities of CFE Fibra E and the results of Q1 2019. Afterwards, we will open the floor for questions and answers. To follow this conference online, please visit the following URL. For English, http://webpresenter.transmision.com/mx/cfecapitalemc/. I will now pass the floor to José Arturo Cerón Vargas. Please go ahead. Good afternoon. My name is Arturo Cerón, and on behalf of CFE Capital in the corporate office, I will be presenting the CFE Fibra E report corresponding to the first quarter of 2019. Thank you very much for being in this call. Let me tell you that we have here with us Cesar Alejandro Hernandez, Corporate Director of Commercial Business of CFE. We also have the President of the Promoted Trust for Fibra E, as well as Miguel Santiago Reyes Hernandez, General Director of CFE International and CFE Energy. We also have here, in representation of CFE Transmisión, Oscar Cipriano and Manuel Mujica. We will start on slide number 3. Well, in this call and in this meeting, we will be talking about the following relevant points that you might be looking at on your screen. Number 1 is relevant events for CFE Fibra E, the performance of CFE Fibra E, the distribution payment, and the promoted trust and issuing trust results. So it is important to mention the following in these relevant events in this analysis period. On April the 4th of this year, we reached the top volume since the issuing of the certificate. It's equivalent to 26.8 million certificates, which is 3.14% of the certificates of Series A. On April the 5th of this year, the President of Mexico, Mr. Andrés Manuel López Obrador, appointed 4 new commissioners of the Energy Regulating Commission, CRE. With this, we have the necessary quorum to start working on Fibra E and also to create meetings to define the new methodology for the new fees. We hope that this will be approved in the following months. And in the following months, we will be also kickstarting the work for these new processes. On April 24th, we also have another relevant event, which was the appointing of Mr. Miguel Alejandro López, Director of Energetic Intelligence of CFE Energy. And now he is part of the technical committee of CFE Fibra E in terms of the issuing trust. We need to mention that Mr. Miguel López has a bachelor's degree in economy and also public policy in the Iberoamericana University. He has been also a senator, and we believe that his participation will be of great use in the decisions that we will be making in CFE Fibra E. He was also a coordinator of economy and finances in the Iberoamericana University in Puebla. Next slide, please. This graph here is very important because in the first quarter of the year, the certificates of Fibra E grew in value 4.82%, going from 17 pesos per certificate on January 2nd to 17.82 pesos per certificate on March 31st. During this analysis period, the average volume of this operation of certificates was around 265,000 1,435.39 daily securities. Besides that, if we analyze the accumulated performance of 2019, the certificates have been growing in value 12.93%, reaching the maximum price in the last days of 18.99 pesos for Fibra E. This is a very relevant event that will be discussed further in the following meetings. Now I'll pass the floor to Mr. Lixle. Good afternoon. Well, as a brief reminder, in this slide we can see that we didn't have any other income sources besides the initial asset. We know that 99.79% of our assets represent the economic property of the promoted trust, of which we own the equivalent of 6.78% of the total of the beneficiaries. The remnant 93.22% is property of CFE Transmission. These assets are complemented with cash in its equivalent, mainly in the administration of the commission. Please, the next slide. The account of the promoted trust started in this period with a balance of 303.86 million pesos. In the last column, we can have the following totals. All the payments for the collection add up 17.109 billion pesos, of which the total reimbursements were of 4.190 billion, which include the VAT and the reimbursements of CFE Transmission, which is 7.541 billion pesos. Next slide, please. Q1 started with a balance of 1.73 billion, to which 525 million pesos were added, which is the fourth distribution received on March 15th. Of the promoted trust. The following million, 212 million of which were added to the extraordinary distribution in December, leads to a total of 723 million pesos received from the promoted trust as part of the distribution of March 29th, of which the holders received 699.26 million pesos. Those distributions in 2019 add up to 1.518 billion. Considering the Q3 of 2018, which is on January 4th, for 819 million pesos. The reimbursements add up to 40.36 million, which correspond to the necessary resources used for the restitution of expenditures. On January 4th, the administrator was deposited 21.4 million as a down payment of the reserve fund, and on February, an additional 3.4 million pesos, which were deposited to the administrator as a complement of the restitution for administration expenses in the last quarter of 2018. On March, 15 million pesos were reserved to restitute this reserve fund corresponding to the first quarter of the year. During the trimester, this was generating 6.2 million pesos. Now I will pass the floor to Carmen Cervantes. Thank you very much. Next slide. Now we will be showing the indicators of performance of the subsidiary productive company CFE Transmission, which is slide 11. On the first quarter of 2019, the performance indicators related to frequency and length of interruptions of electricity and power have improved significantly in regards to the previous 2 years. We need to remember that such indicators increased when, at the beginning of 2017, the network of sub-transmission CFE was transferred to transmission, which caused that the frequency and the duration of these interruptions increased. On the other hand, this also implied that the basis of assets of the transmission increased, which had a positive impact on the transmission fee. Let's go to the next slide. Now I will show the behavior of weekly income and the promoted trust reimbursements. In Q1 of 2019, the rights for collection behaved as per the seasonality of the Mexican market, even though they went down 3.66% in regards to the first quarter of 2018, they increased 5.11% compared to the same quarter of last year. We need to understand that on December 28th, we announced that the fee methodology would be extended for the year 2019, and based on this, an increase was approved of 4.9% of the transmission fees. Besides, as our general director mentioned, with the continuation of this work, meetings, we expect the new methodology to be approved during the following months. During January, February, and March, the weekly income were 1.316 billion pesos, while the weekly reimbursements were in average 340 million pesos, which provide an operative margin of 74.14%. It is important to mention that with the objective of fulfilling the high corporate governance standards, the reimbursement for the budget of 2019 was approved. This caused the corresponding reimbursements of the week of January 9th to January 16th of 473.8 million pesos and 59.3 million pesos were done on the week of Jan 23, resulting in a payment of 1.3 billion at that time. Next slide. Up to March 31st, the 20% of the budget approved has been used, and the intercompany expenditures and maintenance have been the highest ones, which is 1.616 and 1.532 million respect correspondingly, which is equivalent to 21% of the budget. It is important to say that none of these categories went beyond the 25% of the budget. The budget for 2019 is considering an increase of 21.55% compared to 2018. However, it is important to mention that the budget of last year only included 46 operating weeks, while the budget of this year is 52 weeks. Next slide, please. Now I will be explaining the calculation of the distribution and finance results. Please, next slide. On this chart, we can see the collection payments and that are included with the VAT and reimbursements, reliquidations, or resettlements. These resettlements of the period amounted to 4.1 million pesos. The initial balance of January was 303 million. In that period, 17,109 billion were collected, and in March, we determined a distribution of 7.541 million, leaving a balance of 2.368 million pesos. The final balance is equivalent to 7,801 million pesos, which we maintain the reserve for 250 million. Besides, we add to the distribution the corresponding part of December 2018. This amounts to 10.6.81 billion that have to be given to the holders. 6.78% of this amount is equivalent to 723.77 million, and for Fibra E is 9,957 for CFE transmission. SENACE had an income of 63,699 million for the rights of transmission. This result minus the interest, reimbursements, the amortization, plus the accumulated tax income provides an amount of 7.312 million. The reimbursements to capital, to equity, were 3.369 million, which is a total of 10.681 billion, which is the equivalent of 6.77% of 699 million. Next slide, please. The amount to be distributed in the first quarter of distribution of 2019 was 699.26 million, was assigned as per the following way of Series B. Number one, we paid the minimum quarterly distribution for the holders of Series A for 490.58 million pesos, equivalent to 0.575 pesos per certificate. Number two, since we do not have pending payments for Series A, we paid the minimum quarterly distribution for holders of Series B, 163.52 million pesos, which is equivalent to 0.575 pesos per certificate as well. Number three, we do not have pending payments with Series B. Therefore, the exceeding amount was distributed pro rata, resulting in 35.85 million for Series B and 11.28 million for Series B. This is equivalent to 0.03968 pesos per certificate of each series. The total amount to be distributed per certificate was of 0.61468 pesos. Next slide, please. In this distribution behaved as per the seasonality that was expected, since it covered the amount of consumption that is lowest of energy in the year, which is December to February. It is important to mention that the distributed amount per certificate surpassed the expectation of analysts that provide coverage to CFE Fibra E, proving that the basis is solid and the expectations of growth are maintained. It is also important to mention that from the four distributions that have been done for the emission of the certificate, we have given amounts pro rata in three of them, and we have covered the minimum quarterly distribution in Series A completely. Next slide, please. Added to this, the strategy of CFE Capital has been concentrated in maintaining and taking advantage of the benefits of Fibra E in Mexico. Based on this, we decided the following. On the one hand, distribute 103% of the tax utility or income in or profit in the distribution corresponding to the Q4 in 2018 and 95% of the yearly profit revenue. On the other hand, increase the percentage of reimbursement to capital for this distribution with the objective of taking advantage of the tax benefits of such instrument. This provided as a result the reimbursement to equity for a distribution representing 58.3% of the distribution per certificate and an increase of 365% corresponding to the previous yearly distribution reimbursement. As has already been mentioned, as per the seasonality of the Mexican market, this distribution covered a period of the lowest consumption of energy in the year, corresponding to December, January, and February. However, the growth rate corresponding to the previous year was 7.66, which we can see that the growth rate flows are stable. Next slide. In this slide, we can see the trust balance, the issuing trust balance, where we can see that the change of the reasonable value was acknowledged as a profit in the result of this period. Now we will explain the activities of the corporate governance and administration. Next slide, please. So what we can say here is that the activities of the corporate governance that were most important in this quarter were the following. Number one, Promoted Trust had a technical committee session on March 11, 2019, in which the following things were approved. The appointment of the new president and technical secretary for the Promoted Trust, Mr. Cesar Alejandro Hernandez, and Mr. Miguel Santiago Reyes as the technical secretary of this Promoted Trust. Also, the review and reconciliation of the reimbursement of CFE transmission were approved. The calculation of the amount to be distributed to the holders of the beneficiary rights. Also, a discussion and approval of the Promoted Trust budget modified for 2019. On the other hand, the issuing trust had a session of conflict committee on February 26, 2019, where unanimously the appointment of Mr. Hernando Slitle as the general director and the finance director, and Carmen Cerdan as the director of relations with investors. Furthermore, the issuing trust had a technical committee session on March 19th of this year, in which the amount to be distributed among the holders of Fibra E certificate is corresponding to the first quarter of 2019. Next slide, please. The budget of CFE Capital for 2019 was also presented before the committee on December 3rd, 2018, for an amount of 79.26 million pesos, which was the same amount that was approved by 2018. The contract for CFE Capital for the administration establishes that the amount corresponding to the commission needs to be credited quarterly, anticipatedly, and it will follow the seasonality of expenditures of last year. At the end of the day, there will be an adjustment of the return of such resources that were not used. It is important to mention that the period of this year will have modifications, since in 2018, we did not consider 12 months completely of operation, and also the administrator was not part of the internal control. Now, the expenditures of CFE Capital are now in line with the budget, and we are continuing to work to improve the efficiency of all of our activities. It is also important to mention that in the following months, the team of CFE Capital, we are participating a non-deal roadshows that are very relevant for the energy sector in Mexico. For example, we have the Santander Cinco de Mayo Conference. We also have the Investment Ideas Conference Credit Suisse, and the GRI 2019 Infra Latin America Conference. We will also be participating in the new work sessions to discuss the new fee methodology for the CRE. These will be discussed both with the corporate CFE and the CFE Capital, CFE Energy, and CFE Transmission will all be involved. We will be paying closer attention to these new methodologies to be as transparent as possible, replicable, and it needs to take into consideration the market indicators, and especially what has to do with the transmission and the financial side. Finally, the following distribution will be done on June 28th, and it will cover the period of March, April, and May 2019. Thank you very much for being part of this call. And before opening the floor for questions, we will have a message from the technical committee head, Mr. Cesar Hernandez. Good afternoon, Cesar Alejandro Hernandez, General Director of Commercial Side. As part of this committee, I would like to stress the importance of this, of all participation of everyone to make this a positive impact on what we have on Fibra A. And based on the performance that we have had in this year, we understand that this instrument is also a very attractive instrument for CFE to continue using it. We need to acknowledge that we have plenty of opportunities to continue using this instrument and provide a better performance for investors. And finally, it is very important to acknowledge CFE Capital as part of CFE that allows for better financing of future productive projects that can allow the CFE corporate and their subsidiary companies a better use of the resources that they can have. Thank you very much for this message by Mr. Cesar Alejandro Hernandez from the corporate office. So with this message, we now open the line for questions and we will be answering any doubts you may have. First question is from Francisco Chavez. Please go ahead. Hello, thank you very much for taking my question. My question is regarding the discussions that are ongoing for the new methodology of fees. Could you provide any more details on what the process will be in terms of discussion and approval? And if currently you may have an estimation of by which month we would have this new methodology approved? So that's my first question. And the second question is regarding the behavior of the reimbursements to the promoted trust. We have seen that by the end of March, they are under, just right under budget. So can we expect a similar trend for the rest of the year? Francisco, regarding your second question, yes, reimbursements have been lower, but as per the second quarter of the year, we expect an increase and they need to level up as per budget. Now, regarding the fee methodology, we also have here in this meeting on the CFE transmission team. We are going to restart the discussions of the fee methodology. Next week, we will have a technical meeting where we will be talking with the corporate office and CFE Transmission and Energy, the proposals that exist for this methodology proposal. That is part first from the corporate needs to be approved, and once they agree with our proposal, it will be given to the commissioners of CRE. And the timeline will be determined by the CRE because they are independent. So what we can ensure our investors is that we will be on the issue and we will continue this communication line to have a methodology that goes as per the service requirements, but we'll also be aware that once this is developed, we will be informing you what the following steps will be in terms of what the CRE will be looking at.
We will now start the Q&A session. If you have a question, please enter star 8 on your telephone keypad. In case your question has been answered, you may cancel it by pressing star 8 again. The first question comes from Alejandra Obregón from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for taking my questions. I have two questions, if I may. The first one is related to the plans for transmission. Last Friday, CFE's CEO presented the expansion plan for CFE. So I was trying to understand what does this plan mean for transmission. We heard some details for the generation capacity, but was wondering if you could give us some color on what should we expect for CapEx and general outlook for CFE transmission. And then my second question is related to volumes. I was wondering if you could please talk about the underlying transmission volumes for the first quarter. Looks like there's a sudden drop in late January, so I was trying to understand what happened there. And if we look at it on an average for the whole quarter, looks that like volumes could be decelerating on a year-on-year basis, but I would like to hear more from you on what's happening in terms of volumes. Thank you.
Okay, on behalf of CFE Transmission. Regarding the investments and the analysis of SENACE, we are working together in order to decide how are we going to operate. We are still defining priorities in terms of how to decide what the investment needs to be in this CFE transmission. In terms of the energy volumes that you asked, the wholesale market of power in Mexico started recently. And the measurement of energy has been incorporated in the quality of the market, which has represented an increase of the volume in comparison to the prior measurements. In the same way, the operational side has been improving in terms of CFE transmission, as well as the measurement of the SENACE project. We are taking this to better measurement techniques and better figures in terms of the volume of transmission, of the volume of power that transmission is measuring. We are hoping to see this increase in the following quarters as well.
Quick follow-up, if I may. If you could please elaborate on what happened in January. It looks like collection rights are down significantly.
Parece ser que con respecto a mi pregunta lo estaba pasando en el periodo de enero. Bajaron ahí, bajó la cifra. ¿Podría mencionar un poco más de detalles al respecto? Yes, regarding the decrease of the collection rights at the beginning of the year, that refers to the billing of the first days of the year of the closing of the 2018 period and beginning of 2019. If we recall, the billing has its off period of 2.5 weeks. So the days that we have the lower amount of energy is the last days of the year and the first days of the year. So that is what explains the downward trend of those figures, which is the diminishing numbers that at the end of the year, if we recall, at the end of the year, companies, they close, they go on vacation and holidays, and there is a lower consumption of energy than on other periods of the year. That is why there is this downward trend that and then picks up and behaves as regularly as it usually does.
Understood. Thank you very much for taking my question.
Thank you very much for your question. As a reminder, if you have a question, please enter *8 on your telephone keypad. In case your question has been answered, you may cancel it by pressing *8 again. There is a question from the web presenter. I have two questions, if I may. First, last Friday, CFE's CEO presented the expansion plan for CFE. So I was trying to understand what does this plan mean for transmission. A few details were shared for the generation capacity. I was wondering if you could give us some color on what should we expect for CAPEX and general outlook for CFE Transco.
El panorama general para CFE Transmisión. CFE is determining by means of their mechanisms and institutions what will the indications will be for the all the areas of CFE in order to strengthen them, to strengthen the means of demand and excellence. And as per what was approved in the Administration Council, this new plan will be implemented in order to strengthen the CFE, the subsidiary companies as well as the corporate in terms of generation of power, transmission, distribution, as well as the strengthening of the strategic commercial sections. That will be presented shortly in the framework of the new development plan. So I just want to emphasize that what was announced on Friday, which is a bulletin, a newsletter of what was done on Thursday, is just the beginning of what this assessment, this complete and comprehensive analysis that will be presented shortly by means of the CFE.
As a reminder, if you have a question, please enter star 8 on your telephone keypad. In case your question has been answered, you may cancel it by pressing star 8 again. That was the last question. That concludes the Q&A session in English.
Now we will pass the floor to José Arturo Cerón for final words. Thank you very much for sharing your questions. We are always hoping to answer all of your doubts and questions you may have regarding Fibra E and the behavior and relationship we have with CFE. We also thank Miguel Reyes Hernandez for joining this call, the General Director of CFE Energy and International. He's also the technical secretary for the promoted trust, and he will be addressing finally a message for the call. Thank you very much. I would just like to emphasize some of the aspects of what we have achieved with the Fibra E and what this new administration has also accomplished. Fibra E of CFE has had a very positive performance for investors in the whole period of 2019 so far. We have an accumulated performance of almost 13% of the cost of certificates. And besides that, we have had a distribution over the market expectations of 0.62 pesos per certificate. With that, we demonstrate to the market the strength of this instrument. And in both series, we have been able to distribute over the quarterly expectation and over the yearly expectation. This is something that has to be considered as well. And on the other side, this Thursday, we will resume the working meetings to discuss the fee for power distribution, where the CFE team will be part of the regulation commission, alongside CFE Transmission representatives, CFE Capital, and also as members of the committee, technical committee members, CFE Energy, we will have Miguel Lopez and myself, Miguel Reyes. Finally, due to the current conditions of the budget of CFE to invest in projects, we have 9.8 billion pesos cap from the corporate office. So CFE Fibra E, it's a very good, a very important opportunity for investment in transmission and distribution. To grow Fibra E, we'll also make other business opportunities grow in CFE that may need any kind of funding by means of this mechanism. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to the representatives of Fibra E, Mr. Cesar Alejandro Hernandez, and the director, corporate director of CFE, Miguel Reyes Hernandez as well, general director of CFE Energy and International. Thank you very much to the CFE Transmission representatives who are here on behalf of Mr. Peña, the representatives of CFE Capital, as well as Mr. Alejandro Lopez being part of the issuing trust. Thank you very much for joining the call and have a great day.